No.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is Joshua. I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yes, I am.
Thank you so very much. So I will go ahead and ask you just a few questions here. Now, in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Illinois, Maryland, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Nevada, New York, North Carolina, another state?
What about them?
Sorry?
What about all these states?
In which of them are you registered to vote?
Which one of them?
Yes.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, right. Thank you so much. And what racial...
Wisconsin, why?
Yeah, I did. What
you
racial...
Did?
Yes, I did. What racial or ethnic group do you identify with most? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Latina, Native American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian Pacific Islander, mixed race?
Mixed race.
Thank you. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin or descent?
Yes.
Okay. Just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, in what year were you born, please, sir?
Oh, that's personal.
Okay. No worries, then. We can proceed anyways. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances you will vote in November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or do you think you won't vote?
One vote.
You will not vote.
Oh,
if
yes,
you have,
I will.
Oh, you will vote? In that case, are you certain to vote, almost certain to vote?
I'm definitely going to vote. Are you kidding me?
Okay.
The way the economy is going and everything.
Okay. And if you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing our country, facing the country right now?
Well, the border for number one.
Mm-hmm.
Economy second. And political is third, which is very much in trouble.
Correct. Thank you for your opinion, sir. I really appreciate that. It's very important. And now, thinking back of to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
No, I didn't. I voted for Trump.
Thank you. And thinking again about this November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Trump.
Republican Donald Trump. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance you would vote for them, and 100 means you would definitely vote for them. Donald Trump.
100.
Joe Biden.
0.
Thank you so much. Now, in thinking about the election this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Eric Hovde or Democrat Tammy Baldwin?
Straight ticket, Republican all the way.
Republican Eric Hovde, thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party, or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Donald Trump.
Do you trust them much more or somewhat more?
100%.
Thank you so much, sir. I really appreciate that. And now, President Biden, I'm sorry, please indicate, that was a statement, please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy.
Seriously disagree.
Strongly disagree. Right.
Yes.
Thank you. Your opinion is extremely important. Thank you so much, sir. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Disagree.
Somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years.
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
That's okay.
That strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree. Thank you so much for your opinion, sir, which is extremely important. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Is that somewhat less likely or much less likely? Or it makes no difference one way?
Much less likely.
Much less likely, thank you. And now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Most likely.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
Much likely.
Much more likely, thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Much more likely. Much more likely? Okay, thank you. Now, a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Most likely.
Much more likely, thank you. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Most likely.
Much more likely, you would say? Oh, we're almost done, sir. Thank you for just a few more minutes. A program that... A few more minutes, correct. We're almost at 70%, sir. A program that that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Once again, please.
You know, a lot of things you're mentioning is kind of confusing, you know?
Do you find so these statements?
If they return to their own country.
But your opinion is extremely important, sir. Do you consider the statement much more likely? Somewhat more likely. Thank you. And the last one in this set of questions, a program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Most likely.
Thank you, sir. We are at 72%, almost done. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they killed a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Concerned or not concerned about that?
Deeply concerned.
Very concerned, right? Now, it actually touches different areas of the survey. Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Concerned.
Somewhat concerned, you'd say, right?
Yeah.
Or very. Okay.
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade.
Somewhat.
Concerned. Thank you.
Yeah.
Somewhat concerned. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate into our communities.
Very concerned.
Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Very concerned.
Thank you. Moving on with 77% complete, almost done. I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border, while Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden's or Trump?
Trump.
Trump approach much closer or somewhat closer?
Much closer.
Thank you so very much, sir. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Straight ticket, Republican.
Okay, thank you. As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, what is your relationship to them? Are they your family member, acquaintance, co-worker, friend?
Acquaintance,
right? Thank you. And moving on with the 82%, almost done. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? WhatsApp, Spanish language radio programs, OAN, Fox or Newsmax, Fox News channels or website, MSNBC and CNN, or other major news network channels or websites, Instagram, Univision, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. Which one do you
just
use?
Just Fox.
Just Fox.
Just. Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much. Now, finally, I would like to ask a few questions for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
My family?
Yes.
That's personal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Puerto Rico and Mexico.
Puerto Rico and Mexico, just to make sure we have a representative sample, sir. We appreciate that. And also, were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country? Just for statistical.
United States.
United States, right? Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
My father, Puerto Rico.
Your father was in born in Puerto Rico, right? Thank you.
And what language? My mother is United States.
Oh, I see. And what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English.
English all the time.
All the time English, thank you. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Republican.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
Very.
Very strong, thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you've completed?
18.
Eighth grade, you said?
18.
Okay, for high school graduate, was that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your religion, if any?
Catholic.
Thank you so much. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Can you what?
Can I have just your first name?
Don't you already have it?
I don't have it for privacy purposes. Just your first name.
You called me.
No worries, sir, but yeah, can just by my supervisor for verification purposes, may I have your first name,
Angelo
please?
Angelo Matos.
Angelo, just your first name would be fine, sir. Thank you. And thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participating in the research are compensated? All right, no. Perfect. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a great day.
You as well.
Thank you, sir.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye.